Welcome back, everybody, to the Nosebleeds podcast. I am Chris Witt, and with me, as always, is Mr. Adam Schmidt. Adam, how are you today, sir?
Boy, I'm so good. This is favorite time of the year. I say it every year. You got something going over there.
I just realized it's 10:45.
It's 10:45.
Adam's been here for 40 minutes, and we have not started.
Big
so.
pre-show meeting.
Big pre-show meeting. Yeah.
So anyway, yes, March Madness. It's the NCAA tournament. It's the most fun 3 or 4 weeks of the year. And then it's right as this is happening or toward the end of it, spring opening day comes, baseball's going, NBA playoffs right after that. It's the best. It's just the best.
It doesn't get much better. I mean, we are 8 days away from Reds opening day. Think about that. Next week's podcast is Reds opening day.
Yeah.
We got to figure out who's going to talk about the Reds. Yeah. We don't have Bobby Nightingale anymore.
Maybe this is a Twins podcast now.
Maybe we talk about the Twins opening day. It's not a bad idea.
By the way, I have my
Cincinnati Redleg socks.
I wore a red shirt to work today.
Nice.
I was decked out.
You're ready to go. I mean, it's a week early.
It's a week early.
But that's okay. I like it.
I wore it last week too.
I have a Reds polo that I wear every year on opening day, and it's got a huge grease stain right on my belly. And I only wear it once a year. It's like, it's opening day. I don't really care. I tell everybody, I'm like, oh man, look at this. I was eating a burrito this morning.
Right,
breakfast
on the
burrito.
Way here.
I know. And this morning, it's always this morning. For 5 years now, I have spilled something on there every morning on opening day.
Oh, that's very good.
Oh yeah. Got it down, baby.
Real quick. I'm so excited about this time of year and about going through this bracket with you.
Yeah.
And by the way, this episode marks, I want to say, 6 years of this podcast, because we started
when we started consistently, it was, I would say we're probably right at that 6 year mark. Yeah. The crazy thing is if you really go back in time, the original was this exact show.
That's what I'm thinking of.
The first one was in my basement,
yeah,
at the old house. I've been in this house for over eight years.
Yeah.
So the first one was in the basement at my old house, and I printed off every single thing in the world. We went through the bracket, and it was a bracket thing.
Didn't we have one
Joey
like
was
little
there.
Microphone?
Your brother
thing
was
that we...
no, your brother was there,
yeah.
And he put a. I mean, this is 10 years ago, probably, that this happened. A iPhone or iPod or something like I think it was an iPhone in front of us, and hit record on the record app.
Oh.
And we recorded the very first one on your brother's iPhone.
Man.
But that didn't count, because that was like one time we joked about it. And I would say that's probably. It had to be 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It had to be, because I've been in this house for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then we started this podcast back up. We decided to do it again. And when we did it, it was back starting with this NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
So this podcast kind of was created around the NCAA tournament. And I think that we call it, we make this podcast the Wednesday before it starts. I feel like this becomes our
anniversary
podcast.
Episode,
yeah, this is the anniversary episode. So 6 years,
well,
bro. Congratulations, yeah. Man.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I might
awesome.
Have just scratched your hand there.
No,
but,
it's okay.
And by the way, happy anniversary.
Crumble cookie. Okay, so let me tell you this. First off, this
you
is
gave
amazing.
It up for Lent.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I told you years ago, I don't give things up for Lent.
That's right.
I just try to do better at other things, right? Like,
right.
I am going to be a better person this way during Lent. I'm not giving anything
I'm
up.
I'm not
going to
yell at my players at practice or anything like that during Lent, right?
Oh, well, that didn't happen. Yesterday was a tough practice. First off, this is one of the most amazing cookies. I've never had a crumble cookie.
Okay.
My niece is obsessed with crumble. Is this over like by Target and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she works at Outback.
Hmm.
Every time I'm there, there's one of these pink boxes, whether it's a small one like this or a big one. She's always crumble, crumble, crumble. It's always crumble, 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 crumble.
Yep.
And I'm like, why do I want I don't want crumbs of a cake. I want an actual. So I'm super excited about this.
Good.
Adam, 6 years to the day, and to celebrate, this is one of the best looking chocolate chip cookies I think I've ever seen in my life.
That's good.
We have rated chocolate chip cookies on this podcast before. You are halfway through yours. That alone tells me where we're at. Is this, would this make the Mount Rushmore of chocolate chip cookies? I mean, there's a little recency biased.
Mm-hmm.
I caught you right mid bite. You know why you, but no, you're good. Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, is it better than a Penn Station? For me, no. Is it better than a Kroger Bakery chocolate chip cookie? I don't think so. Is it better than a Subway chocolate chip cookie? I don't think so.
No.
It's probably as good as those, not better. So.
Oh, it's so soft.
You
in
gotta
the middle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so soft. In
yeah,
the
yeah,
middle.
yeah. Oh.
I don't know how long this has been there here, but you can, if you're looking, there's chocolate still dripping off of this thing.
Oh. Yeah. And they're open until 10 o'clock on weeknights, which is great. So
Let's
I stopped.
Oh, that is awesome.
I stopped there. I walked in at like 8 till 10 tonight. I was going to feel terrible because I hate doing that. I hate walking into places.
Yeah, but
like,
if you
right
buy
before they
some,
close.
But if you buy something that's already out.
That's the thing. I figure they probably have them made.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know for sure because at the end of the night, at some point, they probably stop because they don't want to have waste and things like that. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to feel terrible about doing this. But I walked in there, and there were two other people in line. I'm like, I don't feel as bad, you know?
Nope.
And they did. They had some on deck. I mean,
oh, yeah.
It was fine. They
especially
they
this. I'm going to tell you this right now. This is a bestseller over there. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
No doubt.
So.
No doubt.
So do you know how it works, their menu?
Uh-uh.
Their menu changes every week. They always have the chocolate chip cookie, and then they have like six other different flavors of cookies every week. It rotates.
Really?
Yeah. And it's only for that week. You only get those six. I'll tell you right now, it's already taking too much time on this, but just so you understand it, and for people who live near a Crumble, by the way, they're all over the country.
On the app. They've got an app.
They've got an app. There's a confetti cake cookie. There's a dulce de leche or whatever, the caramel with the little big dollop of
dollop
icing.
Of daisy.
Raspberry Danish cookie, oatmeal raisin.
Thank you. No, thank you.
And then a brookie, like
that's
half
how, yeah.
chocolate
yeah.
chip. Heaven.
Yeah.
And that's like, this is as bad a total menu for this week as I've seen. Usually they have three or four that I'm like, that can be the last thing I ever eat and I can die and I'm
be
good.
Happy. But they always have the chocolate chip cookie though.
Always have the
so this is
the
a winner right here.
Change.
I probably would never get anything else. I would only get this. I don't know that I would get anything else.
If you see some of these cookies,
yeah.
Anytime they have a peanut butter, anytime, I mean, they do like peanut butter and chocolate, like Reese's cookies, and they, I mean, oh boy, I mean, so many different amazing things there.
All right, I have questions about this, but we'll talk about Crumble. This is a really good. This is a really good cookie.
I'm not.
I started to put it away, but I'm not. So here's the deal. Like we said, it's the 6 year anniversary. It is the NCAA tournament bracket podcast.
Yeah.
This year we are going after each other, one on one,
which we've done in the past,
many times. However, we are getting into Eric John Cagle's big, beautiful buzzer beaters bracket.
Shout out EJC.
So, we are both in it, so we will be playing against each other, okay? And what we're going to do today on this bracket, we're going to, you know, we've done things differently with the brackets every few years. We'll bet on spreads. We'll bet money lines. We'll just, you know, we'll look at how teams do different ways. We'll just pick the final four. We've done all kinds of stuff. Today, we're just going to go through each game. We're going to pick it, and we're going to go.
Yeah.
If you got something, little tidbit you want to throw in, tidbit it up.
Sure.
But we're going to try to make it. Man, we've had some long NCAA tournaments.
It's not going to be like, if you're listening, it's not going to be like this.
Uh-huh.
Because here's the thing. we're going through the men's bracket. After this, we're going through the men's NIT bracket.
Yep.
After that, we're going through the women's NCAA bracket. And after that, we're going through the women's NIT bracket.
It'll be done before you know it.
And that's so, yeah. So that's why we got to go fast, because
too bad the NIT bracket's already started.
Yeah. I did fill one out though.
I know. And you always do.
I know. And I did
do a CBI.
No, I haven't even seen that yet. But I did fill a women's bracket out, and I did fill a NIT bracket out.
Before we do this, little update on last week, we kind of talked about how there could possibly be, we talked about maybe it was a CBI, NIT, something like that, having a tournament that was for money, mm-hmm. like the kids could get, like it's $1 million split up for the team or something like that.
See more about that?
I've heard more about it. I have not read a ton, but I've talked to some people, and it seems like it's going to be like one of the Thanksgiving tournaments.
Oh, okay.
There'll be one of those, and the tournament that's really pushing back on it is the Maui Invitational. Yep. Because every year the Maui Invitational gets two like top 10 teams mm-hmm. in it, right? So the Maui Invitational is really worried that if it becomes something big, schools are going to want to jump to it, right? So not sure how it's going to work out. Don't know much about it, but apparently it's going to be one of those Thanksgiving-esque time tournaments.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. I'm good with that too. Hmm? Good with that. Cause then you can have the best teams playing it
mm-hmm.
or whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cause if it's the CBI, you know, Alcorn
like
State.
Like we said, how are they going to pay for it?
Right.
The tournament has to be able to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only way you're doing that is to get viewership, get TV money, and you got to have teams in there that people want to watch.
It makes way more sense.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. That's just something. That's just kind of what I heard. We can talk more about that as we go. But let's go ahead and start. Let's just do it, dude. You want to start in the East?
Let's do it. Start in the East.
All right. So how are we going to do this?
How about this? I'll host the East. You host the next one. I'll host the next one. You host. So I'll say UConn. Boy, I need glasses. UConn Stetson, I think it is.
You have glasses.
I have glasses.
Do you have them?
I have some that I never wear, but I have some in here, I believe. So UConn Stetson. This is I'm graduating as in
if
front
you're
of
watching on YouTube, this is such a over 40 move right here.
These are the
I don't wear these readers, but I keep them in my second bag in case I need them.
I wear the readers all the time that I got from Walgreens. These are the prescription that I got from the guy that I got from the doctor, and I never wear these. But
is an optometrist really a doctor?
I don't know. It's kind of like people say that about
chiropractor.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see how this. Boy,
you look good.
Really bad.
You
holy
look good.
Macaroni.
Mm-hmm. Next week, mine look pretty similar. I'm wearing my glasses for the show.
Let's have a glasses
episode. We'll have a glasses episode.
I can't see. Like, these are. My readers are a little bit different than these, and I'm so used to the readers, and I never wear these, so these aren't even helping, really. But I'll go with it.
Okay.
You guys just saw me age quite a bit in front of your eyes.
My son has glasses and will not wear them anywhere. My dad came in the house one time, and he yanked them off his face so fast. It was insane. He came down the steps one time in the morning, and someone else was in the house. And he ran upstairs, took his glasses off, put his contacts in, came back downstairs.
Poor kid.
I know that we haven't started yet, so it's the only reason I'm going to tell a story. This dude is so weirded out about wearing glasses. Like, why is it such a big deal to wear glasses? I don't understand. He wears them all the time now. He's used to wearing them. So every night, every morning, he's got them on. It was about a week ago. He's in the car on the way to school. Aaron turns around, looks at him, got his glasses on. She's like, how do I do this? I have to tell him, because if I don't tell him, he's going to freak out.
Realize they were on.
He didn't realize he still had his glasses on. So she says, Parker, hey bud, your glasses are still on. She said the face that came on him was like he had saw a ghost. She goes, it, I felt like he was almost brought to tears because they were like in line to go to school. If they went back, he would have never made it to school. Took them off, didn't wear them to school. He just didn't wear glasses. He just didn't have contacts or glasses. Now he's got a low prescription, so he's fine. But yeah.
Wow. I probably would have felt that way when I was a kid. I probably would have.
I used to love wearing my glasses at school. I was like, you know what? I don't want to wear contacts today. I'm wearing glasses. Now, I also slept in my contacts for like 3 weeks straight back in the day when you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to take them out every night and switch them every 2 weeks. And I just keep them in for 3 weeks straight.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you just do what you do. Yeah. Do what you can do. When you're
all right.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way,
I can't believe they didn't become part of your eyes and then your eyes are one time. Now good.
Really?
It did. I probably knew that, but I didn't.
But it wasn't that. So I was working for my grandpa. God, this is so bad that we're just going off on these tangents already.
This is going to be, we're going through this so fast.
I'm in story mode today.
Good. So
I've been in story mode since you got here. I don't know if I haven't talked to people very much recently or what's going on, but I'm in story mode. Working for my grandpa. It's a windy day, right? We're doing commercial swimming pools, doing a swim club, and putting up stainless steel walls. So they have to be welded, right? Mm-hmm. So you got MIG welding and TIG welding. MIG welding is like, I think of it as messy welding. So M, MIG, T, TIG. TIG welding is the very fine beads that you do for good finish work. So this dude's got a TIG welder set up. It's real windy. Got to hold something up to block the wind. So I'm in charge of the wind blocker. And I got no eye protection on. I got no shirt on. And I'm holding a tarp that's brown on one side and silver on the other side. And I'm holding the silver side up to my body. The brown side's out. So as he's hitting this thing, I mean, like welders wear things that you would wear to look at a solar eclipse, not to hurt your eyes. And I'm just standing there. I'm not looking directly at it. But I burned my body so bad. I had the worst burn in the entire world, like the worst sunburn you could ever have. And my contacts like adhered to my eyes. Like burned into my eyes.
Hello, OSHA. Hi, yeah.
Oh it's God. Me. Oh, big
it's
time.
Me. I have another violation report.
Yeah. Snitch. Oh man, if anybody would have drove back to Clifton Meadows, I was in so much trouble. I did everything wrong. And my dad was so mad at the guy that was welding. He was a good dude. And like he's done a ton of work for my grandma. My dad was so mad at him. How could you not let him do it? Just let. And the guy's like, look, man, he's 22 years old. He's 20 years old. He wants to go. He just said he's doing what he's doing. Anyway. All right. East. Okay, you are hosting.
UConn Stetson, who you got?
I got UConn.
So do I. The 8-9 Florida Atlantic Northwestern. Chris Collins Northwestern Wildcats.
Chris Collins?
Chris Collins, yeah.
Are you going first or am I going first?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going first. You know, I'm thinking the 8. Listen, Northwestern, FAU, I'm going Northwestern.
I'm going to go Northwestern as well. San Diego State UAB, the 5-12 game.
This is a tough one because you know there's always at least one. And in the last couple years, there's been two. I think last year there was no 5 seeds that made it. I believe it was last year or 2 years ago.
Might have been last year, I think.
No 5 seeds made it. This is not going to happen that way. I'm going with the West Coast, San Diego State, 5 seed makes it.
Can't believe you'd go against Andy Kennedy. Yeah, I'll go San Diego State as well. 4-13 Auburn Yale.
This is one. Listen, the SEC is really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kentucky is a probable Final Four team. They're coming on strong at the end of the year. Auburn has beat Kentucky. Auburn is a good team most of the time. There's something weird about this. The new, like, there's that, like, you get this feeling about the way Yale and some of these other Ivy League schools are playing, Harvard and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm taking Yale. I'm going Yale.
Going Yale. I'm going to go Auburn here. Let's go to the 6-11 BYU Duquesne.
BYU Duquesne, Duquesne is one of the teams that stole a bid. So usually when you look at, when you have 16, like when you look at the, what is it, the playing games, the 2-16 seeds or 4-16 seeds, and it's usually 4-11 seeds that play each other. There was five teams that won their conference that would not have had a normal bid. They had to bump that up to a 10 seed as the play-in games this year. So Duquesne is this as one of those teams that would not be in the tournament had they not won the A-10. And that's where it ends. BYU beats Duquesne.
I have the same. Illinois, Morehead State, 3-14.
This is a Illinois is going to take down Morehead State.
I'll go with the same. 7-10, Washington State, Drake.
You know what? I love stuff like this. It's that time of the year. This is going to be a chalk matchup. This is one of those games where nobody knows either team, and they're like, oh, well, then I'm taking the 10 seed here.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm going 7 seed Washington State.
Okay. I'm going to...
You're the biggest chalk guy in the world.
I am the biggest chalk guy in the world. You're 100% right about that. I naturally want to, like, you take one. I kind of just want to take the other one, but I can't...
Well, that would be terrible if you did that, because you're going to get... like 85% of the team. We're both going to get 80% of the teams right. It's who gets the other 5% that makes it to the next round.
Right. I'll go Washington State here. Iowa State, South Dakota State.
South Dakota State made a run a while ago. Not going to happen today. Iowa State, let's make it happen.
Same. Then we going down just the whole region, right?
You might as well just let's get to the winner of the region and then go to the next.
UConn, Northwestern.
UConn is going to win that game by maybe 25.
They can, because UConn, I think, can beat any team in the country by 25.
UConn is that team right now, and they are playing at the height of their ability.
Absolutely. Yes, I'm going UConn. San Diego State.
I've got San Diego State, Yale. Who do you have?
San Diego State, Auburn.
Okay.
So you're San Diego State, Yale. Who do you have?
Out of San Diego State, Yale, I am going to go with. I think Yale's going to be my team this year.
Okay.
Let's do it. Let's get Yale at a Sweet 16.
And I will take Bruce Pearl and Auburn. Let's go down to number 6, BYU, number 3, Illinois.
This is an Illinois game for me. I'm taking Illinois.
I'm going BYU here.
Yes.
Washington State and Iowa State.
Washington State, Iowa State. This is where I'm going Iowa State. I right now I've got 1-2-3-13 now in the Sweet 16.
Good. UConn Yale for you, right?
UConn Yale. Yep, I'm taking UConn.
And I'm going UConn over Auburn. BYU Iowa State.
I've got Illinois Iowa State, and I'm going to take Illinois.
Okay. I'm going to take Iowa State.
Nice. So in the finals of the East region, I've got UConn Illinois. You've got UConn, Iowa State.
Correct.
I'm taking UConn.
I am taking UConn as well.
Okay. So on to the West. This is working phenomenally, by the way. On to the West. Let's start off with a 16-1, and we're going to go UNC versus, is this Wagner, I believe?
Yep.
Yep.
Who won one of the playing games.
Yes. Today. That was today.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was the.
Oh no, that was yesterday. You're right. That was yesterday.
Carolina.
Yep, I'll take North Carolina as well. Michigan State, Mississippi State.
You never know what to know about Michigan. If they're not a 1 or 2 seed, you really don't know what's going to happen with Michigan State. I'm going Michigan State.
I'm going to take Michigan State for one reason and one reason only. It's Tom Izzo. It's the first round. I feel like you got to take them. So that'll bring us to. St. Mary's in Grand Canyon, the 5 seed versus 12 seed.
I'm going Sarunas Marshallonis's son and St. Mary.
I've watched a couple St. Mary's games this year. They're not as good as everybody's making them out to be, I don't think.
They're right.
No, but they're better than Grand Canyon, I can promise you.
Did beat Gonzaga twice?
They have. Mm-hmm. And Gonzaga is a 4 or 5. No, they're 5 seed as well, right? Mm-hmm. They're same seed.
Yep.
All right, so let's go Alabama and Charleston, University of Charleston, South Carolina. I think we're both taking the same here. Alabama is a really good team. One of the best defensive teams maybe in the entire country.
And they're probably going to win this game.
They're probably top five defensive team in the country. But Pat Kelsey, maybe the top five greatest defender in Xavier basketball history, is coaching the Charleston, South Carolina
Cougars.
Cougars, thank you. God, it's like you knew I wouldn't know what they were. I'm taking Charleston.
Same.
Let's do it.
For fun.
Because why? Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we got 6-seed Clemson versus the 11-seed New Mexico.
I haven't done a lot with I'm sorry. Were you going first or was I going?
No, you go first.
I haven't done much with upsets yet. I'll go New Mexico.
New Mexico, 26-9, 10-8 in the Mountain West. AC Clemson's 11-9 in the ACC. I'm taking Clemson. Baylor Bulldogs versus the Colgate toothpaste.
Baylor Bears.
I purposely said both of them wrong.
Oh,
I don't think they're Colgate toothpaste either.
Okay, I gotcha. My mind's not working very quickly. You said Baylor Bulldogs so confidently. I'm like, oh,
I tried to be funny with it, but
okay.
Adam, it's your turn. It is Adam, right?
Adam.
Okay.
Let's go. As much as I love toothpaste, I use Sensodyne now because I'm in my late 80s, as you can tell with the glasses. I'm going Baylor. Baylor Bulldogs.
Man. Baylor had such an up and down year this year.
Yeah.
23-10, 11-7. I'm going to take Colgate in this. I'm taking Colgate. Yeah. You know what? It's time.
Fresh.
It's time. We're going Colgate. Dayton versus Nevada, another Mountain West team. 7-10.
They got like five or six teams in the Mountain West.
I know.
They had a great year. This is really, really hard, as are 7-10 seeds, 7-10 games all the time. Going just with the heart with Dayton. Just going with Dayton.
And I'm going with my heart and going to Nevada because my heart says Dayton sucks. So Arizona.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about that rivalry.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a rivalry. They haven't beat us home since Ronald Reagan was president. Mm-hmm. So that's not really a rivalry. Most people listening to this don't even know who Ronald Reagan is.
Was Ronald Reagan the president when I was born?
Probably. Yeah. Because I think he was president when I was born. So, yeah.
Was he 80? Oh, okay. Yeah. Had to be then.
Yeah. Because
Bush was 80. Must have been 8. No. Bush was
88 to 92.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but, and then Reagan was, what, did Reagan serve two terms? If he served two terms, then yes, he was.
Yeah. Because he, 84, he would have had, yeah. He would have, yeah.
He served two terms.
Yeah. Or Bush served two terms and hit the one before. I don't think.
Maybe.
It's
excusable that we don't know because we were too young to vote.
Yeah, we were in diapers. So Arizona versus, who is this? Liberty?
Long Beach State.
Oh,
the LBC.
Snoop Dogg in the house. Let's go.
Yeah. He's a USC fan. I don't know why he's not a Long Beach fan.
You know what? There's a little part of him. I think that's Long Beach. You know what I mean?
It's like Drake. Whoever's good now.
Yeah, I'm rooting for them. Yeah.
No, but he's always been a Lakers fan. Yes, I'm going Arizona.
Yeah, I think this is an easy one. Arizona is gonna go past that. All right, so let's get back up to the top. I have North Carolina and Michigan State. I believe you have the same.
Yes.
Okay.
Going North Carolina, they have one of the best. I love when a team has a great experienced point guard, and Carolina does.
27-7, one seed.
Yeah.
Seven losses.
I know.
In a one seed.
I don't feel like they're a strong one seed. I don't.
Feels like a lot.
They could get upset by Wagner. Michigan State or Mississippi State. Yeah. I honestly feel.
All right. So, that puts us on to the St. I've got St. Mary's in Charleston. I believe you have the same.
Yes. My fun stops here. I'm going with St. Mary's. I still have a rooting interest, even if Pat Kelsey loses this game.
Mine doesn't.
Charleston.
I'm taking Charleston.
I'm going St. Mary's here.
All right. Yep. All right. That sounds good. And then you took New Mexico, if I'm not mistaken. I have Clemson. You have Baylor. I have Colgate. So a totally different game here. I've got Clemson and Colgate. You've got New Mexico and Baylor. Who do you got?
I'm going to take Baylor.
All right. I'm going to take Clemson. So then we move on to The second round, did you take Dayton?
I did.
Okay. I've got Nevada, and we both took Arizona.
I'm going to go Arizona.
I'm taking Arizona as well. No, you know what? I think – no, I'm taking – yeah, I'm taking Arizona.
Okay.
That's a tough one. All right. North Carolina versus Charleston or North Carolina versus St. Mary's?
Either way, I think Carolina.
All right. I'm going to go the same. Take Carolina there. Clemson. I've got Clemson in Arizona. You have
– Baylor, Arizona.
Yeah, that feels right.
Because it's chalk 2-3.
Yep.
Let me take no, quick, come on, don't think about it.
Just Baylor's beat some good teams this year.
Baylor has beat some good teams. And I'm going Arizona.
Okay, that sounds good. I've got Clemson, Arizona in this. It kind of sucks because I didn't want UNC in the Final Four. I feel like this is going to be my worst bracket. This is gonna be my worst region. I'm gonna take Arizona as well, which brings us to the final of the West. I think we both have North Carolina, Arizona.
Yep, and I'm gonna go because just to make sure I don't have 4-1 seeds in the Final Four, I'm going Arizona.
All right, well, I'm taking UNC, so I now have 2-1 seeds. Houston. This is yours. Sorry,
go ahead. Big deal.
On to the South.
Yes, Houston, and is it? Oops, I didn't mean to pick them. Is it Longwood? I think.
No, they're playing, yeah, Longwood.
Longwood, yes. And I am taking Houston.
Yeah, I'm taking Houston as well, no doubt.
Nebraska, Texas A&M in the 8-9 game.
Mm. This is going to be a good game, I think. Nebraska, the 8-9s always are, right? Yeah, These are the fun ones to try to figure out what's going to happen. I am going to, but I don't think the Big Ten is, people will talk about they think the Big Ten is strong. I don't think the Big Ten is that strong.
I don't think they were good this year.
I don't think they were that good. I'm going to go.
Michigan was terrible. Ohio State wasn't very good.
I'm going Texas A&M. There's something like the SEC just played such a tough, hard nose. Like it's the Big East. Like it feels like the Big East when you get into the middle of the road, right? Like you get some really good high end. You know, you've got who's in it now? Texas is in it now, or they're going to be in it. Are they in the SEC? They're
going in the SEC.
They're going to the SEC. They're not there yet.
Oh, no. I think
next year is the SEC. Wow. They'll be in the SEC. Dude, it's going to be weird next year. It's going to be weird. You're going to see some teams. That's going to be crazy. But, like, Florida, Kentucky, you got teams like that. But then you got, like, Auburn, Alabama, Texas A&M that are just tough, grimy. It's my new favorite word, grimy.
Grimy.
Grimy teams. I'm going Texas A&M.
I think I'm going to go Nebraska here.
Okay.
Wisconsin and James Madison.
I love a little James Speaking Madison. Yeah, I love a little James Madison. So, once again, Wisconsin, and you got the best team in the Sun Belt. I'm going James Madison here, taking the 12.
31-3, James Madison's record.
A really good basketball team.
Going Wisconsin. 4, Duke. 13, Vermont.
Duke is one of those teams that
upsettable.
I was gonna say is coming on a little stronger at the end of the year,
or could make a big run.
That could make a run. I'm thinking they're more like that kind of team.
Okay,
I'm taking Duke. Yeah, I'm gonna take Duke.
Okay, and so am I. Texas Tech, NC State. This is really interesting, I think.
Yeah, Big 12, Texas Tech, 23-10 versus the ACC's. NC State. I like NC State in this game. I'm going to take NC State.
Let me go. I like NC State too. I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Okay.
You have number 3, Kentucky against 14, Oakland.
Hey, look out for these Oakland Bears or Mountain Lions or whatever. They beat Xavier. They're 23-11, 15-5 in the Horizon League. Like they were a decent team.
Yeah.
Makes me feel better getting beat by them. Number one, we've already lost in the NIT by my Xavier Musketeers.
What a comeback for that.
Was that insane?
Really quick. To come back from, was it 23?
21, 23?
Something like that. To come back and get all the way back to where they
the
were.
The craziest 2 minutes I've seen in a long time.
Is it more difficult to lose a game to get blown out? Is it more difficult to lose a
always worse to get to lose a close game?
If the game is close the entire way, or is it worse to make this enormous comeback in the second half, down 23, you get right there?
I think it's worse when you're down, let's just say 20, mm-hmm. right? And you make a comeback to be within a possession, to be 2 points away.
And get a cold goaltend to tie the game.
And have the ball. And have the ball. And have possession. Two consecutive times down the floor, have possession to be able to tie it. That, I would say, that makes it harder. You know the thing that bugs me about that? Can we talk about, should we do this afterwards or do it right now?
Really quick right now.
Is Sean Miller, I remember Sean Miller being really good X's and O's guys. Like, timeout is called and, you know, you've got the ball on your side of the of half court and he's going to run a play that's going to get a bucket. Two out of the last three possessions for Xavier, there was a timeout or a review or something, and he had the opportunity to put one in the last one. God, he had four timeouts worth of time to put together a play, and they both ended up just being ISO plays to Des Claude.
Yeah.
Two ISO plays to Des Claude.
Really bad.
One dribbled off his foot.
Right. Yeah.
One, he dribbled into three guys, which is when Des gets to the basket, he's dangerous. He's one of the best at getting to the basket, but when he dribbles into three guys, it never works out. Yeah. Is that so? Let me ask you this, with the portal being what it is now, and you're in the NIT, and all these transfers you brought in, most of them are seniors, and you got a few freshmen, right? That's basically what you're playing. And Des is a sophomore that came, the only player back from last year. You probably don't want him going into the portal. Is that one of those things where it's the NIT? You just say, you know what, Des, I'm putting it in your hands. You're the leader of this team. Make it happen.
Oh, to try to keep him?
To, like, keep him from going. Like, in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't want him to try and go to the portal. I want him to know that he's getting the most playing time being here at Xavier.
I don't know. I mean, I
feel like you can't play
the
that
one.
Way.
Well, the one possession was the baseline out of bounds, and they got it to Quincy Oliveri, which, by the way, was, I think, the second time they ran the same baseline out of bounds play, and he caught the ball with a wide open 3-pointer and drove both times, and I was really surprised by that.
Yeah,
because wasn't it that last time that he got in, tried to that scoop layup, and it got blocked, and they called the goaltend, and then
that was the play before, but that was not on a timeout. That wasn't off a timeout.
Okay.
That came down off a rebound where he came down. The play before that was a timeout on the side. It got inbounded to Des. He just started dribbling and dribbled it off his foot.
Yeah.
Two of the and
oh, maybe, he stepped out one time on the sideline.
And then the next time, that was another one. Yeah.
He just like lost it or whatever, dribbling into the lane. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Yes. Maybe. You might be right.
I think that's
stupid. He might be like, here you go. We're calling on your number, and there you go. Kentucky, Oakland.
Who are you taking?
Kentucky.
Okay. It's your turn. All right. So, yeah, I'm the same. All right. Go ahead.
Florida versus the play-in game.
Which is going on right now.
Yeah.
As we speak.
Oh, Boise.
It's showing me Boise State. So, they must have finished that game and must have won. So, Boise State, Florida. Means Boise State just won.
Yeah.
They're going to get a day break and get to play a really tough SEC team. I'm going with the Boise State in this.
They'll get 2 days, right? Because they'll play. Oh, no, they'll
play
to play Friday.
Today, they play Friday. They have to play Friday. One day break.
That's
yeah.
right. Okay, you took Florida?
Yep.
Florida.
No. I took Boise,
Boise
State.
Boise. I'll take Florida. Marquette, Western Kentucky.
I think Marquette is a very good basketball team. There are two seeds that can get upset. They're not a two seed that's going to get upset. I should have never said that. So stupid to say. They're just a grime. They're another tough team. They're a tough team. They're not going to let you beat them.
I feel like I've said it too many times, but they have my favorite college basketball player on their team. He's been out for five games or something like that, five or six games now, and he's supposed to be back for the tournament. I almost think maybe if he's not 100%, sit him for this first game.
Yep.
And then have him come back for that second game, Tyler Kolek, of course. Marquette for this one. Let's go back up to Houston and Nebraska. Do you have Nebraska on that?
I had Texas A&M.
Houston, Texas A&M. Who you got?
This is tough for me because, like, everybody's going to be thinking about that Big 12 championship game, right? Where they didn't just get beat in the Big 12 championship. They got blown out.
Yeah.
by like 20 points, 20 or more points. That makes me a little nervous about this Houston team. Xavier only lost by two and had an opportunity to score at the end of the game when Xavier played him. And Xavier's not a good basketball team. That's coming from the biggest Xavier fan out there.
Yeah.
This is the end of the road. First one seed down, Houston.
Okay. I'll take Houston in that game.
I'm taking Texas A&M.
Wisconsin-Duke.
Wisconsin and Duke. I've got James Madison. That's okay. I've got James Madison and Duke. I'm going to take Duke in that game.
I am going to take I'll take Duke as well. Let's go down to – did you have NC State or Texas Tech?
NC State.
You had NC State and Kentucky. Who do you have?
I'm going to take Kentucky in this game.
I've got Texas Tech and Kentucky. Let's go with Kentucky and then Florida Marquette.
I've got Boise State Marquette. Doesn't matter. I think we both have the same winner of this game. I'm taking Marquette.
Marquette. Yes, same. Okay, back up top.
I've got a 9-4 Texas A&M Duke game. Right. Let's go Duke to the the final Elite Eight.
The Sweet 16, right? Sweet 16.
64-32. Yeah, Sweet 16.
Okay, then, to the Elite Eight.
That's right, to the Elite Eight. Yeah. You're 64-32, 16-8.
You have Duke?
Yep.
I'm going to go ahead and stay with Houston, and then down to Kentucky Marquette.
This is a tough game.
Yeah.
Marquette can play D. Kentucky, I've watched them get beat by good defensive teams, but I think Kentucky is playing at a different level right now.
Okay.
I'm going to take Kentucky. Kentucky versus Duke. Oh, how great would that be? Kentucky Duke in the final or in the Elite Eight.
Yeah. Okay. It's tough. I'm going to stick with Marquette. I've watched them. I've probably watched Marquette more than any other team.
Yeah, really good.
In the league.
Really, really good.
Okay, so then
that brings us to the Midwest. We got to finish that. I've got Duke and UK, and I'm taking Kentucky, but I'm putting Kentucky in that Final Four.
I'm going to go with Houston. All right. I'm going to go with Houston. I'm impressed by their defense.
All right, Midwest. We'll start off with Purdue versus Grambling State.
Purdue, please.
Yep, I think we can handle a little Purdue action there. How about we go Utah State versus TCU?
Give me – this one's really hard. I keep switching back and forth every time I fill out a bracket. Let's go TCU. Jamie Dixon still the coach there?
Sure. I'm taking Utah State.
All right.
Gonzaga versus McNeese.
Not the same Gonzaga team we see the
and
last
this McNeese
years.
State team, I've heard multiple people talk about how good this McNeese State team is.
Yeah. Let me stay with Gonzaga.
This is one of those special years for a team coming out of Southland Conference, which I didn't even know was a conference. I'm taking McNeese.
Nice.
Taking McNeese State, baby. Okay. Kansas versus Samford.
And son. Kansas, please. I mean, they're down. Kevin McCullough is going to be out the rest of the time.
He's done.
Right? He's done.
But everybody else that was hurt in the Big 12 tournament is back, though, right?
Yeah. Big guy from Michigan. He's supposed
that
to be back.
Nobody likes. Everybody hates him.
Dickinson.
I know. I know people at Kansas that are like, I hated him, but now he's here, so I like him.
Oh,
it's like a JP McCura type.
Huh. I didn't even realize he was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. But I don't know if he's 100%. I think he's going to be playing hurt from what I understand. Kansas in that though.
Okay. Let's go South Carolina. This is another unbelievable defensive team, versus a Pac-12 Oregon team, 11 seed.
Yeah. I really want to, I naturally want to go South Carolina here. I think I'm just I got to throw in some upsets somewhere, so I'm going Oregon here.
I'm taking South Carolina. Creighton and Akron.
Creighton.
Yeah, this is pretty easy for me. Creighton was a very steady team this year.
I've become a huge Big East fan.
I love the Big East.
I've seen Creighton play a ton this year, along with Marquette.
And this is a down year for the Big East. I mean, we've got the number one team in the country, but it's a down year for the
Villanova
Big East.
Villanova wasn't that good.
Villanova's Xavier not in the tournament. Xavier's not in the tournament. Usually you get the ones that are in it, right? You've got UConn, Creighton, Marquette, and then you usually get a Xavier, Seton, and a Villanova, maybe a Seton Hall every now and then. A Providence.
St. John's, yeah.
St. John's has been bad for a long time.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't know what's going to happen come in future. So this is a down year for the Big East, and it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Texas versus Colorado State.
This is one that's really tapping my shoulder about an upset here, but I'm going Texas.
I'm going Texas here. I think Texas is a really good team. I think Texas is one of these really good teams that's in a lower seed that could make a run.
Yeah.
Tennessee versus the Peacocks of St. Peter's that made the crazy run not that many years ago. They were a 15 seed then when they made it to the Sweet 16,
right.
Weren't they? Yeah.
That sounds right.
Playing a number two Tennessee team, another SEC team.
Tennessee is going to have one of the best players in the whole tournament on their team. They have it. I don't know why I said they're going to have.
It hasn't happened yet, so. The tournament,
that's
I mean,
true.
That game,
they
ends.
Have,
yeah,
and they're going to have, they're going to continue to have, what's his name? Connect. Anyway, I feel like they've lost a few games toward the end of the year here, but I'm going Tennessee in this game.
All right. So that brings us back to the top. Let's go Purdue, and I think you had TCU.
I did. I will go Purdue.
I've got Purdue and Utah State. I'm going to take Purdue as well.
Okay.
Sorry. So that brings us to you've got Gonzaga versus Kansas. I've got McNeese versus Kansas.
This is really tough every time I have this in a bracket I've filled out so far. And I think I've taken Kansas most of the time. And I think I'm going to do that again.
My friend, we've got a 12 seed in the Sweet 16, McNeese, Purdue. McNeese, Purdue. Let's go to South Carolina. We both had South Carolina, right?
I had Oregon.
You took Oregon. That's right. That was the one you just took it because you've been chalked the rest of the time. You've got Oregon versus Creighton.
Yeah. Give me Creighton.
I've got South Carolina and Creighton, and this is a tough game for me because South Carolina is a tough defensive team. But Creighton is – I'm going to go Creighton because of my Big East bias. Texas, we both have the same here, Texas and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. This is my nightmare game because I don't like the color orange. I'm going to grab Texas with the upset on here.
Okay, that sounds good. I actually kind of like that game being that way too, but I feel like I need to change some stuff up, so I'm going to go Tennessee.
Yep.
So that brings us up to the top, and you have Kansas, Purdue?
Yes. And I'm going to stick with the one. I'm going Purdue.
My friend, we have a 12 seed in the Elite Eight. Let's go, McNeese State. You know why I took this game?
What was that?
Jay Billis said there's about three teams that he thinks can beat Purdue in this tournament, and McNeese State is one of them.
Oh, I like Jay Billis.
I love me some Jay Billis. I love me some Jay.
Okay.
They got to beat Gonzaga in the first game, but.
Yep.
Anyway, so that brings us down to we both have Creighton. You've got Texas.
Oh, boy. Give me Creighton.
I've got Creighton versus Tennessee. I'm taking Creighton as well, which now brings us to the end. You've got Purdue, Creighton.
Oh, God, this keeps getting harder. You know what? Purdue was so good all year. I think Creighton played in the better conference this year. Both were down a little bit, but like we talked about, I'm going to – oh, boy. Creighton, boom.
Well done. This is easy for me. McNeese State only has so much in the tank. Creighton now wins and makes it to the Final Four. Okay, so we get to the Final Four, and you know, I listen to Dan Patrick all the time. Dan Patrick talks about how in those first couple rounds, everybody's rooting for the upset. Mm-hmm. Everybody's rooting for the upset. But when it gets to the Elite Eight and the Final Four, everyone now is looking for the blue bloods. Yeah. This is blue blood time. You want to see the best teams in it. I have number one seed UConn versus number one seed UNC. I have number three seed Kentucky versus number three seed Creighton. So let's start on the left side of the bracket. We both have UConn, UNC.
I have UConn, Arizona.
Oh, you have Arizona. Okay.
And I'm going to go UConn.
I'm going to take UConn as well. And then who
have obliterated really good teams.
Yes, they have. Who do you have on the right side of that bracket?
I have Houston and Creighton.
Okay, I've got UK and Creighton. Mm-hmm. Who are you going with?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going Houston here.
I'm putting Creighton in the final game. What a Big East bias. I've got UConn-Creighton in the championship game.
That'd be fun.
Let's go Big East.
Okay, then UConn Creighton.
I've got UConn.
Yeah, I would think so. I have UConn as well as a repeat.
So what is your final score?
Let's see. UConn can score in big numbers, and Houston allows like 14 points a game on defense. So let's call it final combined score is going to be 149.
Ooh, whoa. That's a big score.
It's, 75, 74.
All right. I was going 142.
Okay.
But I've got more scoring teams in
mine. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have two bigger scoring teams in mine, and I have less points than you do. There's something about that national championship game where it almost feels like there's always like a 7 or 8 minute span where – you just feel the tenseness creep up on these young kids, and there's like a 4 or 5 minute span where it feels like 3 points were scored.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good shot. I mean, everybody's gonna turn up their highest level of defense in the championship game for sure.
All right. I am officially saved. Let's see. Enter this bracket into our bracket challenge, and you could win a trip to the 2025 Men's Final Four. Enter to win. Yes, sir.
Here's the best part about that. That's the only one on any of the sites that I think you can hit, and it just enters you. You don't have to fill out a whole bunch of stuff, and you don't have to say, yeah, I'm okay with them selling my stuff to Nissan or, whoever.
Everybody has my information already. I don't know why I have to okay it. I got like six email addresses, and they all are in all the systems.
Yeah, everybody has all my information.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. All right, cool. What in the world is...
Not bad. All right, 11:40. It's time to end the podcast the way we always do, which is with the Mount Rushmore and... the Mount Rushmore and... And...
Watch this move.
Comedy.
And comedy.
Well done, comedy. Yes, Steve Trevino, Simple Man. So let's start off. Adam, you chose
the Mount Rushmore of shapes.
I kind of like this. So I'll start the Mount Rushmore shapes off. I feel like the circle for me is definitely on the Mount Rushmore for sure. Got to have a circle. It also can be a zero or the letter O. I mean, it's got so many things it can be. I need to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What is five? Is that a hexagon?
Five is a pentagon.
Pentagon. Hexagon is what?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
I thought that was a sixagon.
It is not a sixagon. I know that for sure. A hexagon could be wrong. It's not a sixagon.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a pentagon. I'm going to take the five sided because I want home plate to be a shape in my house. In the, on the home plate, the pentagon is going to be a shape. I also believe that the octagon, but more specifically, the stop sign is a shape that is 100% on the Mount Rushmore of shapes.
Sure.
Now is where we have trouble, Adam. I've been thinking about this. We've got crosses. We have triangles. We have squares. We have quadrilaterals. We have, which could be square, rectangle, anything with four shapes.
Mm-hmm.
Four shapes or four sides? Four sides.
You have variations of, you have isosceles triangles, and sure.
That's getting deep. All kinds of things. Yeah, for sure.
Parallelograms.
If I'm gonna choose a triangle, though, the a squared b squared equals c squared, right? A plus a squared plus b squared equals c squared. The is that a right triangle? It's got the 90 degree on one of the corners.
Geometry was the class I came closest to failing in my life.
Oh, you never failed a math class?
Nope. Mr. Owens, I think, gave me a gift.
My freshman year, Algebra 1, Mr. Geis. I was in beginning band because I had to, like, you either learned an instrument or you took art, and daddy wasn't doing art.
Sure.
So I took that. I took that. And, Mr. Geis played me like a flute, man, like a fine Stradivarius. He goes, "Here's the deal, Chris, you failed. I'll give you these extra 3 points you need if you sign up for band for next year."
Wow.
And I signed up for band for the next year, so I didn't have to take summer school.
You shredded that sax, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Shredded that sax.
That saxophone was killing. Nobody sang the national anthem into an instrument better than me. I can promise you that. Promise you that. We had this kid that was in charge. He was the, you know, you have chairs, right? You're 1, 2, 3, 4, 12 chairs of saxophone. I was the last chair on the saxophone. He was the number one chair. He was the best chair, right? He's the best saxophonist. Well, they had to like test us on the music we were supposed to know all the time. And we'd walk off to the side. He'd do everybody, and people get in there. People would be good, bad, okay. And I get there and I just look at him like, "Bro, I don't know any of it. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't know any of it. Nothing. I know nothing."
Wow.
I said, "I can do the walking stuff. I march with anybody. Like, I know where to go with that. I can just, muscle memory. I don't know the music. Every once in a while, I know there's supposed to be a C when I get here. Boom. I hit the C, right? Sure. Play it here." But my fingers were always moving. I said, "Dude, I will make it look good. I promise you, I will make it look good. I will make it look good." And, yeah.
I'm taking those 3 points back. Give me those.
That was the only year of band I ever took. And Mr. Geis eventually was like, "That was probably the dumbest thing I ever did."
We have a very similar story. I took band for 1 year. I took beginning band and then was
and
in
then
the band.
1 year of the band.
Because I didn't want to take art.
I hated art. I didn't want to take art.
It was just that I knew I couldn't do art.
Right. I was so bad at it. I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. Okay. You got your,
No, I didn't finish. I didn't finish. Let's go. I like all things four-sided. I'm going quadrilateral.
Quadrilateral.
Quadrilateral. Home plate. Pentagon. Is it not a quadagon? Why are they gons? Why is everything a gon except for a quadrilateral?
Because it's not here anymore.
Oh, that's insane.
It's gone.
It's gone. Well done.
It didn't make any sense, but thank you.
Octagon, pentagon, specifically home plate, circle, quadrilateral.
Good. Very good.
What do you got? Do we have any of the same?
I was close. I wrote down irregular pentagon. And when I was looking up shapes, home plate said irregular pentagon, whatever.
Perfect.
I looked up.
Okay. That's what it is then. Irregular pentagon.
But I think I'm going to keep that one off.
Okay.
I'm going with a star, first of all. I'm going with a star. I like a star. Every basketball uniform with a star on it, old Philadelphia 76ers uniforms, all-star, the best all-star uniforms from the past have had like stars down the sides. I really like a star. Give me a star. I'm going sphere. Sphere because it's a basketball, it's a baseball. Tons of great things are spheres, but those are the two best ones.
Well done.
I'm going to go diamond. Diamond.
I thought about it for a reason that I want a baseball diamond. Yes. But
that's the most obvious one.
Quadrilateral,
also,
though. I still win with quadrilateral.
Is that right?
Diamond's got four, right?
Is that what that is? Just has to have four sides?
Yeah, quadrilateral's just got four sides.
Okay.
Or do they have to? Yeah.
I don't know.
Have to be lateral.
Oh, well then.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can be.
All four. It's basically a square.
I trust you because I don't know.
I feel like they're lateral lines. They're on an angle.
They're not.
No, that's horizontal. Like, that's horizontal.
Yes. Yes.
Lateral is two lines that go like.
But is that parallel? That's parallel. Yeah. Lateral is straight up and down, isn't it?
What's a parallelogram?
Parallelogram is, I feel like it's parallel lines here with diagonals.
Okay, so parallelogram is probably more like a diamond then.
Oh no!
It's got two sets of parallel lines.
Well, that's not what I'm picturing then. Let's do it real quick. I'm gonna we'll pull up on the screen. Parallelogram.
Was it logram?
Parallelogram. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Yes, this is what I was picturing, like this right here.
Okay.
That
could be a diamond. So that's a diamond would be a.
It's more of a.
So that just goes across. But if you just move that a little bit, it's still a parallelogram. You just turn it a little.
But it's not a diamond. It's not like, then it's like a.
I mean, just that exact one. All right. Go ahead. Keep going.
I'm in no place to argue about shapes because I don't know. Diamond is my third one, and then here's one that you might not want to give me, but I'm taking it anyway. I'm calling it the squared circle.
Diamonds are also considered to be parallelograms because their opposite sides are parallel to each other.
My squared circle bit didn't hit because
I was reading. The squared circle is so good.
I thought we were done with that.
No, the squared circle is so good. I'm so sorry.
No, I should have waited.
I thought you saw me typing in.
I didn't. I was so excited to get it out. I just blurted it out and we were still talking about diamonds.
I did exactly what. Who did we watch last week? What special did we watch last week?
Where Soder last week?
Yeah, Dan Soder, where Google becomes the best thing in the world because you just want to prove people wrong. So you just say, yeah. So I just Googled it specifically to prove you wrong.
Okay.
Or to prove me right. Okay. I like the squared circle. That's awesome. Yeah, we got the squared circle coming up in boxing in a few months with Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
That's right.
And I just found, listen, speaking of the squared circle. My son has his last flag football game last weekend.
Oh.
Double overtime, game-winning touchdown, Parker James Witt.
Hey!
Let's go. Same day that we get almost perfect game thrown against us, ends up with a one-hitter in the bottom of the sixth. Who got the one hit? Parker. not that that's a good thing, because we get a one hit. We lost 4-0. First game of the year. But we're at River's Edge watching flag football. We walk in and they've got professional wrestling going on one of the fields. They set it. There's a squared circle, if you will, a ring set up, and you could pay $12 and be in there like in a seat, or watch your football game and be up on top looking down and see everything you ever want to see. I had more fun. I found out so much about parents of our team. There's a family that watches Friday Night SmackDown every week. And I was like, I watch Monday Night Raw every week.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I got to watch a bunch of giant people Dude, it was the worst wrestling ever. It was so bad.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
I love, in a lot of those wrestling documentaries, they show like old territory footage, and it's little rooms.
Yep.
And it's just like the lowest budget. Like, even the video is
50
so
people,
bad. Like,
50 people maybe.
Yeah. And they're just right there.
Yep.
They're just right there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there was nothing separating fans from ring.
Yes. Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. They're just seats around the ring.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's funny to see those. Look, you mentioned the special last week. We just, you named your four, I named my four shapes. We go right into Steve Trevino, Simple Man.
Simple Man
on Netflix.
All right. What did you think, my friend?
I got to tell you, my expectations were low.
Yeah.
Because I think his last one that we did was not very good.
Sure.
This one was way better than his last one to me. That when he first started, his first two, three, four jokes, I'm like, here we go again. I'm like, I this is going to be really like just low end, really obvious stuff that I've heard a billion comics do over the year.
It felt clicky. Like, it felt like you were missing something. I felt like I was missing something on the last one. Like, I felt I was missing something.
Okay.
Right. And you come to find out
was.
It was a podcast, and it's him and his wife, and like he's talking to the audience like they should know all of this. Like, there was like a bunch of pre stuff that they already knew that made the jokes funny that I didn't know.
That's what I also took that from this. When he first came out, he's in a big theater, and people are going nuts and standing ovation when he comes out. I'm like, I never see him on TV. I never hear about him from other comedians.
I don't think he leaves Texas.
He doesn't sound like he does.
I don't think he leaves Texas.
And they show the crowd a bunch of times. All of those people look exactly like you would think they would look.
Yeah.
When you watch his stand up. And he definitely has his own audience.
Yes.
So I think you're exactly, you
I
hit
think,
the nail on the head
I
there.
I think it's a, what do they call that? A cult following, not cult following. What do they call those?
Could be.
Indie. What is that called? Like movies are that way.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's a
cult classic or
cult
something.
Classic. There you
Yeah,
go. Like,
cult
I feel
following.
like maybe that's what he is. Like, he's got that kind of deal, right? Where it's good, but like the people that love it, love it.
Yes.
100%. Love it.
And a lot of people, a lot of comics do have that. That everybody builds their own audience,
mm-hmm.
but he has a really specific, he's like a specific genre almost.
Sure.
You know, he's what you kind of think. Like, you see him, you hear him talk, what he talks about, the way he talks about it, and then you see the crowd and you're like, okay, yep, those are all people from Texas that grew up the same way and think the same things. And so yes, I agree with that. But he did. So after that first little part that I was like, this is kind of what I thought about the last one. It got better from there for me. And he did, you know, I the coaching stuff, I was like, I definitely relate to that. I knew you were gonna be into that. Let's see, if I had two male incomes, that'd be great. I thought that hit me pretty good.
That was good.
All the reminiscing, he, you know, so much of it is about his wife, and about his family. And then,
his
but
dad.
Yeah.
And
a lot of it is reminiscing about the old day, about growing up, how he grew up and all
I've
that.
Been seeing a lot of that lately.
Just in
general.
Comedy.
I feel like we've seen a lot of the, you know, because we're at that age where there's a lot of comics
Where
that
I
are,
think that way too.
where there's a lot of comics that are like comics to start doing well, they got to do it for like 15 years,
Oh,
right?
yeah.
You got to do it for a long time. And I feel like they're all like 35 to 50.
Yes.
Like where the prime is, right?
Absolutely.
And that's that age group that is a lot like we grew up, right? We're in our lower 40s. Me at the lowest part of 40. But you know, you went outside and played. You didn't have much, right? Like we lived in a two bedroom house that we made the attic into a third room, right? And the bedrooms barely fit a bed inside of it. Outside of the bed, you know, you were lucky to have anything else. Like, it's, we all had a lot of the old cars when we were kids. If you had a car that was 5, 8, 8, 5, 8, 9, 10 years old, it was old, buddy. Like, that's an old, it was old. We all, both our parents had an old car at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was, there's been a lot of that lately, and he did a whole lot of it.
A lot.
But yeah. I like it. So
yeah,
like, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. And we, I think we probably relate differently to some different comedians. Like I totally got, and I understood all the stuff he was talking about, especially when he was talking about his dad and riding in the work truck and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the same values and stuff, maybe just a little bit different.
Sure.
From him. Cause he's a little bit, I'm sure he's probably,
and he comes from an immigrant parents too, so yeah. You know, that's a different way of life too. Our parents grew up here.
Yeah. I'm with that stuff. I'm very nostalgic all the time anyway. We always talk about old stuff on here. So I did like that stuff. He talked, you know, so it was really lovely the way he talked about his mother, and that was kind of the funny thing. Like, he talked about how sweet it was when she woke him up in the morning, you know,
cheek.
And then that set up the rest, almost the rest of the thing, all about his dad. Yeah. And, you know, dad made his dad lunch, leftover spaghetti between two breads.
That sister.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
The work truck thing. Yeah. And then the relationship between father and son and father and daughter and all that kind of stuff. That was really nice stuff. Yep. And he made it, I was like, uh-oh, is the last 10 minutes of this all going to be serious about
like preaching
how much
or
yeah.
whatever. Yeah.
And he did, it was, there was enough jokes. There were enough jokes in there. I was like, okay. It's okay. But I mean, you know, really nice messages and nice stuff he said, but I'm like, all right, get to the next punchline, you know?
Yeah.
And the only other thing I wrote down was, if Adam Sandler and Bert Kreischer had a man together, I feel like that's Steve Trevino.
I like that.
Just by looks, not comedy.
What did you give him?
3.5, 3.5.
So I feel like this guy,
which is sounds is, like a way, way too high a number. But anyway, that's what
I feel like this guy is your buddy, the funniest guy you know. I feel like this is your buddy that could sit down and tell any story, it captivate everybody in the room and make them laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's a great comic. I feel like he's a funny dude. Like, his stories are great. He, but that's what a comic is a lot, right? They riff their stories to work and have those comedic parts. I don't know what it is. I liked him. I really liked him. I loved the stories. I loved everything he had. But it just felt like story time with Steve Trevino. It just so happened to be that he's a funny dude, right? Not that I didn't feel the. I mean, yeah, he had, you know, he set stuff up and he kind of brought it back a couple times, which is, you know, you like to see that and all. He did, but I mean, it wasn't like, I mean, they were all very obvious ways of doing things. Nothing got you. But I feel like he's funny. He's a funny guy. Like, I never laughed hard out loud. I smiled. I gave a little giggle here or there. I don't know what it is about this guy that makes me go, like, almost feel like I should go, not like, because he's funny. There was no parts of this where I was like, oh my God, I started, like, my mind started wandering. Never. I listened to every story, liked all the stories, thought they were all funny. Like, the stuff with his wife is hilarious. That there's a lot of stuff with his wife where I'm like, I almost started recording on my phone and then sent it to Aaron. Like, see, this is the difference. This is it's not just us.
Yeah.
It's everybody's got this. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And she listens to the podcast, and Aaron, I love you so much, but you've got to watch this. There's a part in here where he talks about the container store and his wife just, like, loves containers and wants to put everything in containers. And she's Like, look right next to you right now. You can't see this on screen, but there's three containers and three lids, and it's all, and we have containers in our, we have containers in our refrigerator. Our cereal doesn't get poured out of a cereal box. It gets put into a container and then poured into things like that.
Well, you don't need expiration dates
or nutritional facts. Like, that was good, right? And it was like, okay, I got, like, that reminds me of it. And then it's like, oh my God, I've, like, the part where, you know, got a bowl out, poured the chips in a bowl, did all this. And then they're like, oh my God, I have so much to do now. Now I've got to do this because we had a party. It's like, nobody said you weren't invited to the party. It was just, we just had bags of chips, but you had to do everything. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
That was really good. But they're just stories. That's all it felt like to me. And he just felt like a funny dude telling stories, like a guy that could tell really funny stories is what it felt like. I don't know that that he was like this great comedian.
I think it's really well said. And I can think of an example. I think for me that the leftover spaghetti, he said between two breads. For me, I think he meant to say two pieces of bread. I think that was an accident, but two breads was funnier. And that's why I think that was an accident because of the way he speaks throughout the whole thing.
And it could have been an accident 15 shows ago. And he went, and that worked.
Yeah, absolutely right. So, yes, I think he's just, yeah, I think there, and that's what I mean when, like, those, especially those first few jokes, I felt like there was too much of the same thing from the first special, where it's like, those are just all plain words. Like, there's nothing, you yep. didn't switch any, there's no magic to the
My
words.
My wife got a new friend, I gotta hang out with them, and if I like them and she doesn't like her, then we don't ever talk again. But
there's no word math or anything that makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly why what I was thinking about when you said not necessarily a great comic, just a funny guy.
So I don't think that it's bad. I don't think it's a bad comedy show. I think it's funny. I think if people watch it, they'll relate. It'll be funny. I think there's a reason he's got a following, right? I think it's good. I went with a 3-1. It's average. It's above average. He's good. But he's not knocking my socks off.
That feels way more right than the 3-5. I want to change mine to a 3-1. But anyway, yes, I think that was really yes.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you on that. Okay.
All right. So
there we go.
Here we go on the next week. We will be in the second. We'll be to at this point in time, getting ready to watch the Sweet 16 and Elite 8.
That's right.
Coming into this podcast, so we'll probably talk a little bit about that. We will be the day before opening day, so we will obviously talk about that. A little baseball, maybe we get somebody on. Highly doubt it, but is what it is. And then now we have to decide what our Mount Rushmore and comedy is going to be. Do you have a comedy segment for next week ready to go?
I do.
Good.
I do. This one is, I saw it a couple weeks ago that it was going to be coming up, and I got really excited. And then he's been kind of doing the rounds on the podcasts, promoting his special that's coming out. And it just came out yesterday from the day we're recording this. It's a guy that we saw I'm pretty sure we watched the half hour special. His first Netflix special was a half hour on the stand-ups. It was the same one that Mark Normand's had on.
Yeah.
This guy it just keeps getting funnier. And I heard a joke from it, I think yesterday. And I was like, oh God, this is going to be so good. Brian Simpson.
Okay, Brian Simpson.
Brian Simpson.
I'm going to have to see him to remember him, probably.
Yeah, you'll remember. Live from the mothership.
He
became another Austin guy. The mothership is Joe Rogan's big club now down there that he just opened up.
Gotcha.
All the comics are in love with it. People of are course. Going down there. He's having huge people, you know.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday night, you can go there and Dave Chappelle will just show up. And Chris Rock will just show up, and Tom Segura will just show up
in Texas,
in Austin, Texas. Yeah. Shane Gillis just moved down there. Brian Simpson moved down there recently.
So he's trying to turn Austin, Texas into New York in LA.
Yes.
Wow.
It's starting to work.
Only Joe Rogan could do this.
I know.
He's the only one.
That's right.
That's insane.
And he Brian Simpson is going to get a big bump too because Joe Rogan posted about Brian Simpson's special today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you get it. A Joe Rogan bump just because of he's got the most famous podcast.
What is his? Is this on Netflix?
This is on Netflix.
It is on Netflix. Okay. All right. That sounds good. Adam for.
It's Adam.
I wasn't sure. I just say it. No. I just.
You're doing well. You pronounce it correctly, I'd say at least 89% of the time.
I know it's one of those names where it's really easy to get, you know, and I say bagel weird. So I'm sure I could easily say Adam weird. And I'm sure I give whatever the A sounds like when I say bagel that it does it when I say Adam. So I still don't hear it. I could say it, you could say it, and then we could record it and put them together, and I still wouldn't know the difference. But I'm sure I do that with your name too.
For one second, I thought you were saying that you pronounce my name bagel weird. Old bagel weird shit over here.
Good old bagel weird over here has got himself another. Got himself a middle name. Oh, geez.
I hope that sticks.
One bagel weird. Okay. On that note, you know what? On that note, we're going to go Mount Rushmore of flavors of bagel.
Yeah, I know we are.
Absolutely.
All right. Bagels it is.
There's no need to that's so can I tell you something? We've done this a million times. We're gonna end the show this way. All right, because this gets me.
You're already wait, what's your heart rate right now?
I don't know, but I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up for you. But here's the deal. This is what I don't understand. You say it, I say it, sounds exactly the same. And then you say it what you think I'm saying, and everybody goes, bagel. I don't say that. It doesn't. I'm at 90 now. I'm up to 90. I'm almost at 100. My heart rate's almost at 100 right now.
Say pillow.
What? Is that one too?
Don't you do pillow or something?
It's a pillow.
Okay.
Right? You got it. I'm going to go to sleep on the pillow. Okay. Say pillow.
For some reason, I thought you said pillow or something.
Pillow?
When we were growing up or something?
Pillow, pillow, pillow. Pillow. I think I say pillow.
You say, yeah.
Yeah.
What about eggs?
This is another one. I don't understand it. Listen, I can say egg, I can say bagel, I can say all these different things, and they sound exactly the same as everybody else. But when I say it, everybody looks at me and goes, "Oh, you said ag." I didn't say ag. I didn't say ag. That's not what I said.
So hold on.
I said, "Do you have a hard-boiled egg I can eat?"
Okay.
"Do you have a bagel?"
If you say it quick like that, you can disguise.
There's no disguise. It's the exact same thing. There is no difference. There's zero difference in the way I say it. It's not potato, potato. It's not that.
No, it's not.
It's an egg and an egg.
You just, yeah, no, it's.
Or a bagel and a bagel.
Look,
don't understand why. I don't get it. I do not hear it. I don't get it. I must have, you know how people would like, see one letter and it twists around. What's that called? Dyslexia. I've got that of the ears, apparently, because I don't hear whatever I'm saying wrong. I've got myself under here. I'm still at 90 beats a minute, right? I'm at 91. I'm pushing 100 on my heart rate right now.
Oh God. I'm sorry. I don't know. I didn't even think about it until you said, until you mentioned bagel weird. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Pronounce your name like I say bagel weird.
Adam.
I feel like that's your name. If I were to say Adam, it would be Adam. So why is bagel not bagel? I don't understand. Or an egg, not an egg.
Look. You're from a different region. It's fine.
We live a mile away from each other, the way the crows fly.
What does that mean? Is that a saying?
Straight line, the way the crow flies.
Oh, straight line. Crow flies in a
Like
straight
if
line.
a crow flies from my house to your house, he's gonna fly straight to your house, right? So it's a mile away from my house, but it might be 5 miles driving because of the
Oh,
way you gotta go around. So the way the
yeah.
crow flies is a straight line.
Oh,
Never heard that?
I don't think I have.
Well, at least I say crow right, so you
Wow,
know it's
maybe
not.
I'm from a different region.
I well, you are, you know, a mile away the way the crow flies.
There you go. All right.
You ever look on your phone and you're like, oh my gosh, Coleraine, I'm going to Coleraine. Oh man, it's only 5 miles away. That's not far at all.
Yeah.
And then you get in your car and it's
20
like
minutes.
15 miles and 24 minutes. And I'm
Yeah.
like, what? I
Yeah.
thought it was 7 miles away. No, you have to drive around.
Well, start taking a helicopter. You'll be fine.
Yep. Yeah, unless the helicopter goes down. Don't fly it in the fog.
Don't fly in the fog.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Yep. Conditions have to be right.
All right. Enough. Okay. So we've got Joe Simpson,
Brian.
Brian Simpson, and we have the Mount Rushmore of flavors of circled duck.
Kind of donuts. Dry donuts. All right.
Flavored bagels. All right. I still don't understand it. It makes no
Let's make a
sense.
deal. Next week, you're going to be forced to say
A
bagels a
lot.
lot. I'm not going to say a word about it.
Okay. Well, no, it's not the words. It's nobody ever says words. You didn't say a word there. It's the giggle I get afterwards. It's the
So in your
laughter
head
that goes. I can't stop it now. All I can think about, I've got three words I can't say, apparently. There are three words in the English language that I literally cannot say.
Okay.
Like the words don't come out right. Bagel,
Okay.
egg, and my Aunt Peggy. And I can't say any of them right, and everybody says I'm wrong. Yet when you say it, it sounds exactly the same as what I said. Exactly the same.
To you.
To anybody.
Oh.
Like when somebody's saying something wrong, it's like, hey, there's a box over there. And then somebody was like, hey, there's a box over there. And be like, well, that sounds goofy. What are you from Boston? Yeah. That doesn't sound right. I don't sound like that because I don't go, ah. I don't like hold on to the E for an hour or the A in bagel. I don't hold on to it like everybody makes it sound like I do. I'm not from Boston.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But whenever somebody tells me how I say it, they have to hold that letter for a while.
So here's the thing. Many people have said this to you.
Yeah, that's what irritates
Okay.
me the most.
Okay.
I get it. I get it. Trust me, I get it. I don't hear it. I don't understand it, but I get it. Now it's like wash and wash, right? Like I get that. That sounds totally different. Go wash the car, right? Go to the creek, go to the creek. Those are two totally different things. Like
Right.
you, that makes sense. What I do doesn't make sense.
You mean it doesn't make, you don't think it
People
makes sense
treat
that
me
people think that
like I'm saying whoosh, like I'm adding a letter
you're
to something that's not there.
That's fair. You're right.
I'm being
It's not
treated
that
like I'm adding an R to a
bagel.
food.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right about that. It's not that bad.
Where am I at?
93.
We're measuring.
Don't try to calm it down.
I'm calming down right now.
Okay,
I'm
good.
at 70, bud. Let's
Oh,
go.
hey,
Let's
there you
go. I've
go.
calmed down. All
Good
right.
job.
So that's what we have for next week. Until then, don't forget to turn your headlights on.